Chapter 1. The fog appeared after they passed over Mount Kinabalu. At first, it looked like a tuft of dirty cotton. Then it looked like a spreading ink stain. Before long, it filled the horizon. It rolled over them like a slow, grey wave, swallowing them whole. Mara Lainetz sat in seat 7F, staring out of the window. It seemed as if she were looking into her own soul. Somehow, since her third miscarriage, she'd felt like she'd been drowning in a thick, grey sludge. At the advice of a colleague, she'd begun counselling at one of Shanghai's international hospitals, but it hadn't helped. The psychiatrist had recommended an antidepressant to her, but she'd declined, ashamed at seeking help in the first place, and worried it might hinder her chances of getting pregnant again. After a moment, the sound of her husband's voice snapped her from her daydreaming. "Prawn or crab?" he asked. She turned to see Eden returning to his seat, holding two bags of Malaysian junk food. Despite his expensive haircut and Hugo Boss shirt, his blue-collar Belgian upbringing shone through in his clipped speech and brusque manner. "I asked what the locals like," he said, his slight cleft lip bisecting the top of his grin. "Prawn, I guess," she said. "Smart choice." He gave her the prawn crackers. Then he tore into the crab chips, stuffing a handful into his mouth. Mara stared at the cartoon shrimp on her bag. Even in animated form, it reminded her of a fetus, curled up and undeveloped. "God," she thought to herself, "why does everything remind me of babies?"